Hey, those of you that are visiting, we're delighted to see you and so glad to have you. Welcome back, Brother Charlie. We have prayed and prayed. God's heard our prayers. He's sitting here in this church building once again by his beloved wife, Betty, and she's just been by his side and helped him so much. Behind him, of course, is Roger. Boy, have we prayed for Roger. And we're thankful that he's able to be here today. And just so grateful indeed that God has blessed all of you today, and hope and trust and pray that each of us may continue to do God's will. Don't stand up, but let's sing God is good. From where you're sitting. God is... Everybody. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Jesus is real. Jesus is real. Jesus is real. He's so real to me. He saved my soul. He saved my soul. He saved my soul. And he made me. What will we do? I praise his name. I praise his name. He's so good to me. Amen. He surely has been good to all of us. Today I'd like to study with you from Psalms 127, and especially in the very first verse. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Now notice what he says. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he gives his beloved sleep. Here we find the expression, except the Lord. That word except means unless. And the word is found a number of times in the Bible. For example, when we go to the New Testament, we find that Jesus, as he was teaching in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 20, he said, except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, then you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. You find where Jesus, in 13 verse 3, Jesus said, unless or except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. We find that expression used frequently in the Bible. And in here, the Bible says, except the Lord. It's talking about God. Except God be behind it. Unless the Lord is the one who is indeed the builder. You do nothing, you will. It will accomplish nothing. It's all in vain. It's useless. Because unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain that build it. One translation says, if the Lord is not helping the builders, then the building of a house is to no purpose. If the Lord does not keep the town, the watchman keeps his watch for in vain. And I want you to notice, except the Lord build, without God, without his being involved in it, unless we do what God wants us to do, then the Bible says it's useless. Such expressions, vain, useless, unprofitable, nothing, does nothing, absolutely nothing. Oh, I want you and I to always make sure that what we're doing is by the Lord's authority, doing his will, for if God is not in it, beloved, let me tell you, then it's worthless. It doesn't avail anything. Let me suggest three or four things and the lesson will be yours this morning. First of all, when we come to worship our God, unless we come and we worship truly ourselves, as the Lord has prescribed in His Word, except the Lord is involved in it, then my friend, our worship is useless, it is in vain. Matthew 15 verse 9. Remember where Jesus said, but in vain Who is he talking about? He's talking about people involve themselves in worship. But he said that worship cannot be. It will not be. It's all in vain. It's useless because they're doing the commandments of men. No wonder we find in John 4, 23 and 24, the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For such as the Father seek to worship Him. Who does God want us to worship? He wants us to worship Him. Who does He want to worship? He said, unless, except we worship Him in spirit and in truth, then our worship is useless. It's all in vain. Let me use one illustration from the Old Testament to illustrate this. In 1 Kings chapter 18, King Ahab was very wicked. His wife Jezebel, terrible. And the Bible tells us now that they've got prophets. And now then the great question that is asked in verse 21, where Elijah says, came unto the people and he said, how long halt you between two opinions? Man, I tell you, brethren, let me tell you, we could talk about that a lot today, couldn't we? Why is it that people fail to make the decision to serve God? And Elijah is saying here, what? How long halt you between two opinions? If God be God, serve Him. If Baal be God, then serve Baal. The people didn't answer a word. So Elijah proposed then what they were to do. After he made that proposition, all the people answered him, sounds good to us. Make your offering, and whoever answers that offering, that will be God. And so the Bible says, here the now great decision is going to be made. Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, choose you one bullock for yourself, dress it first, for you are many, and call on the name of your gods, but don't put any fire under it. He instructed them to do exactly what he said. Now then, once you do this, don't put any fire under it. All we're going to do is, you call on your God, and if He answers it, if He burns up the sacrifice, then He'll be God. But you notice, my friends, that as they cried, and even at noon, cried unto Baal, old Baal, and you remember how Elijah kind of tended them? He said, you know what? Maybe he's busy. Maybe your God is busy. He can't hear. Call a little bit louder. They even gnashed, cut themselves. Finally, when no voice was heard, then the Bible says, Elijah said, now come, all of you people together. He repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. He tells them to fill four barrels with water, pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. Then he said, do it a second time. Once it had all been soaked with water, he said, do it a third time. What's Elijah doing? He's going to prove. What is he going to prove? He's going to prove that God is God. And the Bible says they did it the third time. The water ran around over the altar. And he filled the trenches also with water. And then notice what Elijah does. My friend, a God-fearing man will do this. A God-fearing woman will do this. He'll recognize that God is God. And when he prays, he'll call upon the Lord. Remember, except the Lord build the house, nothing that you do will be accomplished to the glory of God. The Bible says, he said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that Thou art God in Israel, and that I am Thy servant, and that I have done all these things at Thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me. Like we were just singing a while ago. That this people may know that Thou art the Lord God, and that Thou hast turned their heart back again. Hear me. He's crying. He's talking to God. And I won't tell you why, friend, God heard him. And we got a response. And the Bible says, then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, He is the God. The Lord, He is the God. And the prophets of Baal that day were slain. Let me suggest to you in the second place, accept the Lord, build the house, the church, all they that expend energy, money, all the time that they do in efforts, accept the Lord, build it, they all labor in vain. Notice what Jesus said in Matthew 15, verses 13 and 14. Our Lord said, but He answered and said, every plant which My Heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. What's Jesus saying? Jesus is saying, except the Lord plant it. Except it be built by the Lord, it will not withstand. And Jesus said, it will be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Many churches today do not even have the name of the Lord. They're called by the name of the Lord. In Romans 16:16, the churches of Christ salute you. Why won't men just call themselves Bible names? Well, my friend, they're not the house of God. God's not building a church that is not founded by Him. Most churches have their own creeds. They teach what they want to believe. And yet in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Yes, except the Lord build it. They labor in vain that build it. Number three. The work that we do must be done by the instruction of God. Except the Lord build and help us and supply us with our instructions. Look at 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. What's he saying? Paul is writing as he's writing to these Corinthians, and he's writing to these Corinthians and telling them that he may be able to speak with tongues, that he may be able even to exalt God through different ways. But, he says, it's just like a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal if it's not done in love. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I'm nothing. What? I'm nothing. You mean you have the power, the gift of prophecy? You can understand mysteries. You have knowledge. You have all kinds of faith. And yet, you have not love. You're nothing. It avails you nothing. Why? Because God is love. In 1 John 4 and verse 8, he that loveth not knoweth not God. But he, the only one that knows God, is those that love God enough to do His will. And though I bestow, then he says, all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it does not profit me anything. What's the underline? The foundation. Love God. What does it mean to love God? To love His Word. To love Him as He has explained and told us all about Himself in the Word of God. No wonder the servants of God are servants of God because they seek to obey Christ. It'd be like coming to services and just sit here and not even worship. Mind being on a lot of other things, that's worthless. Having your name on the church directory, what good is that? If you're not a member of the Lord's church, if you're not serving the Lord, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. But look at the fourth place. And that is, look at our houses, our families. The word house is used in different ways in the Scriptures. And it's used with reference to our own families. Yes, when the Bible tells us about husbands. Husbands, love your wives. But He doesn't stop there and doesn't tell you how to do that. He continues, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church. How much did He love the church? He was willing to die for the church. He gave His blood for the church. How much should a husband love his wife? Even as Christ also loved the church. That's why husbands sometimes do not show proper regard and respect for their wives. Let me tell you something, my friend. There's something wrong. They claim to be children of God. Because unless the Lord fill the house, He's told us how husbands are to behave. Wives are to submit themselves unto their own husbands, even as unto the Lord in Ephesians 5 and verse 23. What a wonderful thing it is to be able to have a wife or a husband to love God, serve God. And my friend, we need that in America. We need that in the church. We need the family unit being strengthened, each of us doing what God wants us to do so that homes will not be wrecked, torn apart, but rather being united. Being united because God brings about that unity. Parents, the Bible tells us that fathers, provoke you not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Then children, obey your parents. Why? God says so. Except the Lord build the house. Except the Lord build the family. In America, so many, many families are now today being wrecked, torn apart. But what about in the church? Families grieving, children having to be raised without a father, without a mother. How tragic. Why? Not because God wants it that way. God's told us thing that will bring about and help us to have the happy family life that He wants us to have. And that is serving Him. We can do it God's way, which is acceptable to Him, or we can do it our own way, unacceptable. In Jeremiah 10, verse 23, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his own steps. That's what God said. In Hosea 4 and verse 6, the Bible says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. No wonder the psalmist writes, except the Lord fill the house, all the labor, all the work, everything that is expended is to no avail. The end result is simply because we have not done what God says when the end result is a house that tumbles and falls. Jesus, in Matthew 7, beginning in verse 21, He said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Why do I get up here and emphasize that we ought to do the will of God? Why do we preachers try to get people to see the absolute essentiality of simply doing what God says in His Word? Because of that verse. Did we hear it? Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. What is His will? Except the Lord build the house. Do what I tell you. In whatever relationship you have. And God said, that he would be pleased. Many will say to me then that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out demons, in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Can you imagine that, friends? To stand before the Lord Jesus Christ and to hear people saying to him, Lord, Lord. And he said, I don't even know you. I don't know you. Who? Jesus. And if you don't know him, he don't know you. What's the result? He said, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon the rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came and the wind beat against that house, and it fell not because it was founded upon a rock. But whoso heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, what will you say, Lord? The rains descended and the floods came and the winds blew, beat upon that house, and guess what? That house fell. Why? Didn't listen to what the Lord said. Didn't build the house as he who is the builder, the great builder. It fell because it was not built upon a rock. And Jesus then said, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be like unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house. And guess what? Great was the fall of it. Came to pass when Jesus ended his sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. Peter made the confession when Jesus said, whom do men say that I am? Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto you, upon this rock I will build my church. Upon this rock, your confession, that I am the Christ. I'll do what? The Lord said, I'll build my church. And my friend, in Acts 2, the Bible tells us there were people that were added by the Lord to that church. It still exists because it was built by the Lord. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain. Where are you? Are you in it? Are you out of it? Faithful or unfaithful? Your life is yours to do with as you please, but remember this. If you don't do what God says, God's made it very clear, then I'll do what I said. I'll say to you, I never knew you. Why not today, if you've never been baptized, hear the word, believe it, repent, confess, be baptized. And if you're an erring child of God, repent, confess, and ask God to forgive you. Oh, we're praying, we're hoping and trusting today you're subject in any way to His wonderful invitation, that you surrender all right now and obey the Lord while together we stand and while we